So here I am sitting with one of our yoginis, Colleen, and she was recently out on an interesting trip and was hoping that she'd tell us a little bit about her experiences. Maybe first share a little bit about your background with animals in general.
I started out about 16 years ago with Maryland Parks, and I became a raptor specialist. I was in charge of a program that was put together for permanently injured owls and hawks, and I was so taken with these birds. I worked with them for 16 years and still need to go out and do some more work with them, but we did community education programs, and I participated in their care and well-being and enrichment of their lives, their cages. They had been either blinded by something or missing a wing, automobile accident, anything like that, and they couldn't be released into the wild. So that's why we had them. I've always been an animal lover since I was little. Would bring frogs home and things like that. And not much fear of anything except maybe spiders, and that's still, I'm still trying to get over that. But anything else, I'm good to go. And I was just recently out in Los Angeles and with a very good friend who we've worked with animals together for a long time. And she took me to a place where that she knows very well. She's working as an animal specialist out in, out in Los Angeles with many different parks and coastal rescue operations, and she works with animals that need to be rescued. She's just recently signed on to participate in coastal care and in intensive care unit with animals one day a week. So she took me to a place called Aqua Dolce, Sweetwater, up in the mountains north of Los Angeles, and there's a group, a nonprofit organization that runs a sanctuary for animals that are picked up by animal control because confiscated, picked up by animal control because people have had them as pets and they shouldn't be pets. They belong to out in the wild or in a zoo setting. And also, Hollywood has a lot of use for animals, but after the movies are made, they become disposable. So the woman who set up this sanctuary setting is married to an animal trainer, and he does a lot of work with Hollywood and movies across the country, I understand. So he brings these animals back, and they get a really wonderful life, full of enrichment. Some of them continue to work. They do community education. It's a huge, huge amount of property, and you can arrange for tours, but they're very careful about how they bring people in. It's not a big tourist facility, and you just can't go in and walk around and see the animals. But I was lucky enough to have a private tour, and I came in contact with my first baboon, Chrissy. She was absolutely marvelous, a big girl. Very sweet. She was sitting on a picnic table while I was there with her and my three friends. But very gentle and sweet. They did have a tether on her. Her trainer did. We just were very careful with her, and she was so interested in our water bottles, and she wanted to drink out of everybody's water bottle, and she did, no problem. And then she was still thirsty, so the trainer brought her a Kool-Aid in a little package. And she drank it through a straw. And she just looked at us, and she would touch our hair and touch our clothes and just very calmly look around. I spent probably an hour with her. It was one of the nicest hours of my life. Seeing the beautiful look on her face was just amazing. I didn't know her background. I don't know if she's been rescued or confiscated from someone. Certainly, I believe she was born in the United States, so she would not be an animal that could be returned to the wild, rehabilitated and returned to the wild, because I don't think she was ever in the wild. That's obviously everyone's hope when they have these animals, but many of these animals are brought in through the country in different ways and then bred here. And, of course, snakes and reptiles and all of those are everyday things we see like that, and they don't belong in people's homes, but they end up there.
Mm-hmm. And what was the baboon's name?
Her name is Chrissy.
And Chrissy's still working, huh?
She is working. I understand she still travels to take part in movies. She has a painting career. I have one of her paintings. She loves to paint with brushes, and she replicates her feet on canvas also, and that's what I have. And she's just a busy girl.
She replicates her feet, but she puts paint on the bottom of her feet?
Yes, and then she stands on a canvas, and that's one of, and they do their fundraising this way. A lot of things are, you know, sold for, it's a nonprofit and people donate, but it's mostly run by volunteers and people who really love animals. Mm-hmm. I actually would love to go out and volunteer for a month next year, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, very nice. Now, just that water bottle incident, if we can take that in slow motion for a moment. Now, she saw your water bottle. And what did she do when she saw your bottle?
She saw my bottle and she pointed to it, and I knew she wanted some water. So I took off the top and I gave her the water. And she drank it.
She just drank like anyone would drink out of it?
She did. It was just like she was, you know, another girlfriend sitting next to me drinking water. And she put the top back on and then sat it on the table. And then she pointed to me. And I thought, what does she want? And her trainer said, she wants you to drink out of the water bottle.
She pointed, where did she point to you?
She pointed to me towards my chest area.
Chest area.
Yeah. So I looked at the trainer. I probably had a deer in the headlights look. But she said, oh, she's fine. She said, don't worry about it. If you want to, if you don't want to. And I said, no, I will. So I opened up my water bottle, and I drank a drink, and she watched me do it and closed it back up again. And so, and then she did that with a few others at the table. And
was she satisfied after you drank something?
She seemed to be. Mm-hmm. She seemed to really know what was going on. It was as if I was sitting there with another person who just couldn't talk to me.
Mm. Very nice.
Yes, it was a great experience.
Good. So maybe next year you'll go again, or we'll see.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to. The other wonderful experience I had, there were many things that I saw that I've never seen, a kangaroo, a wallaby, a tegu, which is a big lizard, biggest frog I've ever seen in my life, took two hands to hold him, and a capuchin monkey. And actually, the monkeys that I saw, we were in their cage sitting on the ground, and which is something that usually doesn't happen in tours like this. And the one female came over to me, and she was interested in me and my hair and my barrette and my everything. And she starred in a movie called Night at the Museum a few years ago with Robin Williams and Ben Stiller, I think. And she was very friendly and sweet and a beautiful face, and she sat with me. She started looking at my earrings, taking off my necklace. She was just as sweet as she could be. It was a thrill, an absolute thrill.
Mm. All right. Well, wonderful. Thanks so much for sharing those with us. Okay,
thanks.
Okay.